fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Hey, are you talking, Decker? Okay, you are.
I thought I was going to get to say the word manly, nutrition the manly way.
You're talking, because you must have a learning curve that is so different than mine when it comes to nutrition. So please continue, and my apologies.
Oh, no problem. I just wanted to, we have an expert here to help us that Holly tracked down. Thank God, because at 47, if I breathe deep, the chest is looking good. But if I let it out, I'm getting a little scared about those man boobs, and I need some help.
Well, okay. We're going to invite, and so excited to have Karen Roth. She is a holistic nutritionist. She holds a master's of science degree in holistic nutrition from Hawthorne University. She earned her undergraduate degree from the University of California, Irvine. She has been featured on national television in print publications such as USA Today. She served as a radio host, so we're among good, great, lovely company, and is an active social media blogger and public speaker. Please welcome to the show, Karen. Thanks so much for being here.
Oh, thank you, both of you doctors.
Yeah, it's so great. I love, so please, I want you just to take the reins, because I know you know how to do radio, and I want you to tell us about yourself and especially this lovely book, because today we're talking about, do men have a different learning curve when it comes to nutrition?
I think that's so true. You know, my husband is such a good sport. He is, you know, the guinea pig for me in this house, trying new recipes, trying new supplements and things like that. And he is such a good sport. He formerly was a comedy writer, and he just, you know, loves to write. And so he started writing a blog one day because we wanted to share this information with his, you know, friends. My husband is 53 now and not on one medication. And
nice.
I was starting to see all
Beautiful.
Of his friends, you know, complaining about their high cholesterol, their high blood pressure, their lack of libido. And he's just like, well, you shouldn't be on all those pills. And so he started to write this blog, I Married a Nutritionist, and it got so popular that he said, I got to make a book out of this. And so our book is called I Married a Nutritionist, Things I've Learned That Every Guy Should Know. And he wrote it with a lot of potty humor and a lot of, you know, guy humor. And
all right, so let me ask you this. So all let's say potty humor aside, just because this is a really clean show. Well, kind of. Often it is. I want to know, what are some, like, two or three of the top things that guys should know about nutrition?
Okay. Not everything that is fat-free is beneficial to you, because it's usually sweetened with a lot of sugar or a lot of artificial sweeteners. And soy is not a good replacement for protein. It can increase estrogen levels in both men and women. And there is, obviously, you've heard of this medical condition, gynecomastia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a whole surgical niche out there, just doctors that are specializing in doing breast reduction in men. And I truly believe.
Yeah, that's true. Scary. Yeah. So we call those moobs.
Man boobs. Yes.
That's
man
right.
Boobs.
And you know, you talk about the surgical niche, but there could be another. There could be like training bras for guys. Somebody could do that. All right, Karen, please tell us some more things that guys in particular really need to know about nutrition. These are great.
Okay. Obviously, looking at you know, men, if they're worried about, you know, having some excess weight, knowing that if you're having that cup of coffee first thing in the morning, that you are increasing insulin levels, which is a fat-storing hormone. So, you know, if you're drinking coffee in the morning, I recommend that you don't do it first thing on an empty stomach. Have a little bit of food first and then have your coffee. And then be careful what you're putting in your coffee, too. These non-dairy creamers, it just rolls off your tongue. Non-dairy creamers, it's like, well, let's play, take a look at that. What is a non-dairy creamer?
Right.
And it's just chemicals and I mean, artificial sweeteners and chemicals. When you look at the ingredients, it's like, really? How do they make it taste so good using chemicals?
So, you know, that really is quite honestly, probably when it tastes too good to be true, it is. And I think you're really drawing the attention in the right place. And especially what you said about the artificial sweeteners, you know, because we have this cephalic sort of response to digestion. And I'm going to explain that, believe me. So that means that, hey, it might be sugar-free and that might be artificially sweetened, but your body doesn't know the difference. Our body is meant to sense that food's coming in, right? Or smell or taste that sugar is there. And you're right. Guess what? In response to that, it's going to increase its insulin output because that's how we, you know, that's basically how we handle sugar. And you're so right. This is awesome information. So tell me what else. This is a great book. Tell me the name of the book again.
I Married a Nutritionist. Things okay, I've learned great. That every guy should know.
Okay, and where can people pick it up?
The book is available on Amazon, also for the Kindle, and at Barnes & Noble, the Nook is available there too.
Okay, well, super. There's many different ways that people can get this great information. So please go on, because I'm not a guy, but I do want the guys out there to know more information that you have for them.
Right, and I want to really talk a little bit about libido and the lack of libido. We've
okay.
got many above and beyond nutrition. We also in the book talk about toxicities and toxic chemicals in our body care products. And so many people are using sunscreens that have parabens or using a lot of antibacterial hand soaps and hand wipes that contain triclosan. And all of these chemicals can actually mess with your hormones by lowering testosterone, by you know, elevating your estrogen in your body. I mean, this is good information for both men and women. But if, you know, men are out there worried about their libido, I would also have them take a look at what they're also putting on their body.
I think that's such awesome information. And you're right. You know, we talked about and we sort of joked about, so a little potty humor did come in, but that's okay. Your lead, I'd say. But no, we talked about man boobs or moobs. But, you know, when I wrote my book, it was called Creating and Maintaining Balance, A Woman's Guide to Safe Natural Hormone Health. Not only was female breast cancer on the rise, male breast cancer was on the rise as well. So not only is there proliferation of those tissues, in women, it's proliferation of the tissue, the same tissue, breast tissue that has estrogen receptor sites. When you're talking about hormone imbalances, increasing estrogen, decreasing testosterone, you know, basically resulting in symptoms, whether low libido, we're talking about the sort of same thing that we're hearing on the female side, but you're pulling attention to, hey, guys have got to completely man up and pay attention to this stuff.
Oh, you know, absolutely. One of the things I like to talk about is shaving cream, because, you know, almost every man gets out of the shower, open pores, and then, you know, gets that can of shaving cream. And most of those, the ones in the can, not so much the gels, but the ones in the can, have propane in them and sodium lauryl sulfate.
Right.
And sodium lauryl sulfate is actually a chemical that's used in labs. Okay, let's say, for example, you have a product that you want to bring to market that calms skin down. So you got to test it. And the way they test their products is by using sodium lauryl sulfate to irritate skin.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy? And you got to think about when you get out of the shower, you got your open pores on your face, and you're putting that shaving cream on there, and then it's absorbing propane. Oh my gosh! And SLS.
Karen, listen, we are running out of time, but we've got to have you back because we got to man up a little bit more. I think there's so much more to talk about. So I'm going to be in touch. But
more questions to ask you next time too.
Dr. Weiss is back on the line. Karen, thank you so very, very much for being with us. This is a wonderful book. It's called I Married a Nutritionist. It's by Karen and Steve Roth. That is going to be all for us, Dr. Weiss, Dr. Holly Lucille, signing off. I really appreciate you listening, and we will definitely be back next week. I want you to go in the meantime to Radio MD, where you can see blogs and posts and tweets from Dr. Weiss and myself.